From apps that control your home's thermostat to electronic door locks, today we're talking about innovations in home technology.
This is the sign of modern, total electric living.
Air conditioning, ventilation, and even the scent of roses or salty sea air can be directed individually to every room.
A washing machine with a push-button brain.
Now I'd like to show you the same close-up on a 21-inch set. There. Just look at the difference. She's as big as I am now.
Join the fun and call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
New innovations for your home is the topic today. And boy, I am super excited about this one that we're going to talk about next. Listen, folks, we're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Garden Show this weekend. Opens right now at 10 o'clock, open through 7 p.m. this evening. Tomorrow, Sunday, we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're in the Tucson area, get on over to the Convention Center. They've got 300 exhibitors here. We've got about 10 Rosie on the House partners that are all easily displayed and out there on the floor, so you can visit with the Rosie Certified Contractors as well. And you can always get your tri-tip burrito, which is always worth the trip to the Tucson Convention Center and the Saba Home and Garden Show. But I have come across here recently, just in the last couple months, something that I don't very often consider something game-changing. I see new technologies as being fine little twists to eke out another little percentage or two of efficiency here and there, and those are all good and well, and I generally allow those technologies to come into the market and let other people be the beta testers and let other people be the living on the bleeding, leading edge, where they're constantly trying to feed back to the manufacturer what troubles or dilemmas or anxieties the new technology is delivering. Think the latest iPhone rollout. What was that that caused so much trouble just recently? You don't know?
I don't know.
I figured you would know.
But I don't keep up with that
stuff.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But this technology was shown to me this summer, and when I saw it, I actually reached out to the Rosie Certified Air Conditioning and Heating Contractors all across the state, and I said, guys, y'all need to come to Phoenix. There's an inventor here, a mad scientist, operating in the back of this warehouse. You have got to come see what he's doing. So Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design, our Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractor down here in Tucson. Andrew, thanks for taking time out of your Saturday to join us here this morning.
Absolutely. Excited to be here.
Andrew drove up to Tucson. Drove up from Tucson for the little demonstration that we had up in Phoenix. Andrew, I think you were the one that caught it as quick as I caught it. This is game changing.
Absolutely incredible technology. And I want to give a little credibility to the inventor and a little backstory. He's the guy that the Department of Energy calls when they need giant commercial projects engineered. And he has put together old technology in a new way. So it's not like some high-tech thing. It works very simply and reduces the HVAC energy bills dramatically in the home.
Right now, he has this equipment installed on commercial facilities drawing about 20 that has a capacity of 20 tons of air conditioner. Romy, we went and saw it. It was at a senior care facility.
No, it was 20 tons of air conditioning total.
It was 20 tons of air conditioning that they were feeding, and it was a hot afternoon.
It was warm.
It was 104, 105, 106, and it was a little muggy, so it was air conditioning's biggest challenge. He had this 20 tons of air conditioning operating at what, like 6.5 tons capacity?
It was operating so efficiently that the four condensers, only I think two of them were operating. It was reducing demand by about 30%.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. When the summer heat hits us, the great majority of the questions we get on the website, through our newsletter, on the show, it's constantly, what can I do about my high cooling bill? This is going to let people do something about their high cooling bill.
Absolutely.
This is absolutely incredible. Now, Andrew,
what is it?
Well, we're gonna talk about it here in just a few minutes. Listen, Andrew, in the middle of the summer, I tried to explain what air conditioning is and how it works and how Freon and the gas and the compression and the expansion and how it cools the fins of the coil and the air passes over it. I thought I did an incredible job. And then on Monday morning, one of my best friends called me. He said, Rosie, air conditioning's always been puzzling to me, but after your explanation on Saturday, I am totally baffled. It was the worst explanation of air conditioning I've ever heard in my life. So I tried it again to explain it again, making it even simpler for this one particular individual. It has to be pretty simple for this person. And then my air conditioning contractor called Brad from Integrity Air Conditioning. He said, Rosie, you still got it too complicated. Air conditioning is moving heat from point A to point B. That's all it is.
Yes. So just imagine your house is a canoe with holes in it, and your AC is your bucket. And you got that water coming in. You're taking your bucket, and you're throwing the water out. You're taking the heat. You're throwing it back outside faster than it can come in through your windows and past your insulation. It's penetrating in from the outside because it's hot outside. And so you've got your furnace or your blower inside, usually garage or attic or wherever your furnace is, and it sucks the hot indoor air over a very cold copper pipe. The heat absorbs into the copper pipe and the air comes back in cold. So now you've heated up the refrigerant lines, and if you keep sucking hot air over hot coils, nothing's going to happen. So you've got to take the hot refrigerant, bring it outside, exhaust the heat outside, and then bring the refrigerant back inside cold.
And it's as simple as that. It's the, you were saying, the laws of thermodynamics, right? Thank goodness the universe has certain given laws that just never change, right?
That's right.
That's the beauty of physics. It's absolutely the beauty of physics.
Energy, first law, energy is never created or destroyed. It only changes form. So it's going from the air molecules and changing forms into the refrigerant, and then outside it goes back from refrigerant back to the air. That's it.
The reason air conditioning costs money, and in Arizona, we've, you know, through the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we would go to evap cooling if we wanted to save money against air conditioning, and that's a pretty simple technology where you just distribute water over some sort of medium. You pull the air, the outside air in across these pads. The moisture it absorbs cools it down, and you introduce it into the house under high volumes of airflow, and you leave windows cracked around the house, and you're pushing it out. Was the least expensive way to cool a house for years and years and years and years. Now we have air conditioning where really, when you figure the total cost of everything, it's cleaner and it's a more controlled environment and it's cheaper to air condition your house than it is to evap cool your house.
It absolutely can be. If you have a 17 SEER or higher system.
Okay.
So if you take into account the pads, the pumps, the water, and the electricity, and you compare it to the energy use and maintenance of a high efficiency AC, the AC will cost you less to operate. Well, total cost.
And you have a whole lot less dust in your house.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I still love evap cooling. My workshop and my garage where I kennel up my dogs and all, that's all evap cooled, and I love it. But we did finally take the evap cooler off the house a few years ago, and where our bills are actually lowered. Evap coolers generally running 18 to 20 hours a day. You know, an air conditioner will be running half that. And what's expensive with air conditioning, and I'm trying to portray this image because I want to go into what this technology does. The reason air conditioning is expensive is because we have to take a compressor and we have to compress Freon, and we have to, when we do that, it takes a lot of energy to get that compressor started. And you're asking for a lot of juice to come through your meter and get all of that motor running. The resistance the compressor causes to the motor makes it fairly expensive to run as well. But it's 6 or 7 times more expensive to start a compressor than it is to run a compressor. And I have fought this with air conditioning contractors for years, that we have overtunned Arizona homes.
Absolutely.
From day one. And that if you're getting a bid for a new air conditioning equipment and your contractor is out there not recommending tactics or strategies for you to reduce the tonnage of air conditioning on your house, you don't have the right air conditioning contractor at the house.
Well, you've got a lot of guys out there that are sizing AC still based on old tactics when we had single pane windows, brick walls, and R11 in the attic.
Right.
They come in, they say 400 square feet per ton.
And single speed compressors.
And just on off.
Yeah.
And so if you have someone that comes in to give you an estimate, and they don't measure the windows, look in the attic, use a thermal imaging camera to see the insulation in the walls, they're going to size it wrong 90% of the time.
The very minimum we would like to see the air conditioning contractors do is a what's called a manual J calculation, right. And they ought to be able to produce that and show it to the homeowner and show them why they're considering the BTU rating of the equipment. But y'all take it even beyond that.
Yeah, we do the heat load, of course, computerized, ACA, Air Conditioning Contractors of America approved, and we print it out for the homeowner. But in addition to that, we will depressurize the house and test for leaks. And statistics show in Arizona, 93% of Arizona homes have a 30 to 40% efficiency loss in the ductwork.
Yeah.
So if we find that the home that we're in is that does have that issue, we have a process where we can seal the ductwork from the inside out called AeroSeal.
Yeah, and that now a smaller, more efficient piece of equipment will deliver the same amount of cooling capacity, run a little longer, improve the indoor air quality, drive down the humidity, make it cleaner. In every way, you're buying a smaller piece of equipment. It's less expensive to buy. It's less expensive to run. And it's going to give you better results. It drives me nuts when I still hear people taking air conditioning quotes over the phone. Well, I have a 4-ton brand X that's 18 years old. Okay, well, we can put a 4-ton brand X, you know, over the phone they're quoting. It absolutely drives me nuts. Folks, when we get back, we're talking about this new technology that can take your air conditioning equipment and, again, reduce your cooling load another 30%. It is a game-changing technology. We're going to talk about that right when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. It's Rosie on the House with Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design Heating and Cooling, located right here in Tucson, Arizona.